This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Monday, and I'm here with Sonny Hostin. This is Behind the Table. Okay, it is Monday, and I'm here with Sonny. Hello, Sonny.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
I'm well.
We had a really interesting show today because we had Julia Roberts on.
Great.
Oh my gosh. Hollywood royalty, a true movie star.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
There's no.
And so down to earth. Like, I don't know what I was expecting because we meet so many famous people here, but she just seemed just so normal.
The people, like I've said this before, but the people that really impact me are the ones that were famous when I was 12 and famous now. And, you know, seeing Pretty Woman as a kid. And
I see it every time it comes on.
Yeah, of course.
Notting Hill and, you know, Mystic Pizza.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
She was great in that.
Yeah. She's one of those. She's got all those movies that if you come on in the middle, you have to finish them.
You finish watching them.
Yeah. Completely rewatchable. But it was exciting. And one of the things she talked about, like you said, she was down to earth and talking about relationships and things like that with us. She talked about secrets to a successful marriage.
Yes.
She said separate sinks.
I have those.
Yeah. I don't. I have I have room for it, but we don't have it. I think we have to redo the bathroom.
You got to redo the bathroom. It's a game changer.
Yeah, I think so.
Joy Behar actually says separate bathrooms. And I'm not sure about that because I like seeing my husband in the morning.
Yeah.
I like that. And sometimes we argue over who gets to get into the shower first if we have to leave at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we need two shower heads.
Oh, interesting.
And that is something that actually we're working on.
Oh, okay.
But we like to share a bathroom, but not a sink. And one, I like to never be not under the water.
I understand. All right. And then the other thing she said was kissing each other as much as possible. And you talked a little bit about this. You said Manny is kind of affectionate.
Yeah.
And do you not like that? Do you like that? You were kind of on the fence.
No, you know, it's interesting to me that when she said that, it just sparked this memory for me because there is never a day that Manny doesn't kiss me before he leaves and kisses me when he comes home.
That's very sweet.
And it's very sweet. And I guess I just take it for granted. But I believe that he's very intentional about it because he has mentioned sometimes he's like, we should kiss each other every day.
Yeah.
And he's mentioned it. And I'm like,
because you're not just friends. You're husband and wife.
I'm thinking to myself, well, we do. But now I realize he initiates that every single day. So that's something maybe he saw his parents do who were married for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a little gem that she gave.
I like it. I'm definitely more affectionate than my wife is in that way, I think. Surprising no one who's listened to the podcast. But I think, you know, it's Sarah Haynes goes on and on about these love languages and all that stuff.
I tune it out
when she's talking about it.
I do too.
You do too, yeah. But she made me take a quiz, and I gave it to my wife too.
Was it acts of service for your wife?
It was acts of service for my wife. You saw that coming, yes. And for me, it was affection, yeah.
And reinforcement.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Do you have any insight into what yours would be?
Well, I was asked to take that.
By Sarah Haynes or someone else?
Someone else. One of my friends who's really groovy and like really into it.
Yeah.
And apparently,
this hippie stuff.
It's too hippy dippy for me. But what I like are acts of service.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
And I married a fix-it guy,
right.
So it's like it's just so amazing to me. Like I'll come home and like my trunk wasn't closing, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, I ordered a part. Your trunk closes now." Like that's so sweet.
That is good.
I don't know. There's something about it. And I my love language is that I am. Like a caretaker. Like I like to cook for everybody and I like to make sure everybody's okay and, you know, things like that.
There's also a receiving gifts one, but I think that's not you. You get yourself your gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
I've noticed.
And it's funny because one of my friends said, I would think that you like to receive gifts. And I'm like, no, because see, people don't necessarily know what you like.
Right.
I know what I like.
You pick your own gifts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they come in the forms of livestock or diamonds.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Although I'm on a hiatus because Manny asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I said that I wanted the Nigerian dwarf goat.
Sure.
Said no.
Maybe he's just like setting the bar low and he's going to surprise you.
No. No, he's not.
No?
No.
All right. Well, come on, Manny, if you're listening.
And then I mentioned ducks, and he said no.
Wow. All right.
So, I mean, getting livestock.
I wish I'm not going to get you a Nigerian dwarf goat, but I wouldn't want to risk Manny's wrath.
You need two, because they
get lonely?
Yeah.
They need physical touch.
Yeah, they get lonely.
That's their love language. All right. Well, speaking again about Manny, you said on the show today that you're in a heated debate in your house, yet another scandal in the Hostin.
Scandal.
Yes. About fake or plastic trees. I feel passionately about this as well. We're on a different page here, I think. Yeah. So you ordered a big gold tree for your house.
9 foot tall.
9 foot tall. That's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I like a big tree.
It's gorgeous.
And Manny hates it. Tell me more about this.
Well, look. There has been a shift in momentum for me in terms of how the holidays. I celebrate them big, always have, since I was a little kid. It's my mother's favorite holiday. At one point, it took over Thanksgiving for me. Now Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday because I just feel like all the gifts and all of that, but the decorating part I really enjoy. So we used to go and chop down a tree when we were younger, right?
Because
we've been married 25 years.
It's a big effort.
Then we used to go to a tree farm and pick out a tree, and then they would chop it down for us, and then we would put it on the top of the car and bring it in, and Manny would carry it and put it in the and we always got these big fluffy trees because those are the ones that I like. Then I started ordering a tree, and then they would just deliver the tree. And then it's like getting rid of that big tree. I never know if they're going to be recycled properly. And I'm very into climate change now because my son is really into it and has been talking about the world that I'm leaving him and his children and family. And I just thought, oh, well, if I get a fake tree, then I'm not cutting down a tree.
Okay.
It's such a good idea. And I thought gold is like so festive because I feel like a fake green tree.
Right.
What's the point? It's like a fake tree. But this is a statement piece. And then my daughter, who's an artist, said yes. And that's all I needed to press place order.
There we go.
And then Gabriel all of a sudden is like, fake gold tree. What's happening in this house? And I didn't think he took it that seriously. And then he tells me this stat about how it's better and eco-friendly to have a real tree.
Oh, no.
And Manny was like, gold tree? How tacky. And then everybody turned on me, except for Paloma.
We're gonna need to see the tree on Instagram or something, if you don't mind. We need people to weigh in on this.
Well, now I feel like I can't put it up.
You'll be judged.
I think I'll be judged.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm a real tree guy. It's the smell. It's the tradition.
You can buy a spray to.
It's not the same.
It smells exactly the same.
And
Brian.
I
bought the spray.
It smells exactly the same.
It smells like
really?
A real tree. I bought the spray.
I like carrying it in from the top of my car after we get it.
I don't like that anymore.
You know. I
what
don't
do you
know.
Do afterwards with all the needles and they're everywhere?
Where we put our tree is very close to the front door, so I can make it.
Yeah,
I can make
that.
It pretty quick out without getting.
We
I mean, it's bad,
too.
But it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I'm always late taking it down, so there's like dried.
Well, we don't. We celebrate Three Kings Day, so we can't take ours down until after January 6th.
We use that as an excuse for why I haven't taken the tree down, but that's the thing for me too. The decorations, you know, I've got two young girls, and my wife loves to decorate, so it's a big deal. The thing for me is. We have, so our attic is filled with just nothing but giant tubs of different holiday decorations.
Your wife and I are the same person.
I think so. And we've got, in Christmas, it's like 7 or 8
you've
tubs.
You've got to have Christmas, you've got to have Easter, you have to have Halloween decorations,
yep.
You have to have Thanksgiving decorations.
My little redheads, we have St. Patrick's Day decorations.
Yep, St. Patrick's Day, that makes sense.
We have.
I have Three Kings decorations.
Yeah, and we have generic fall, not when Halloween's over.
Yes, I have the fall.
Yeah.
Yes, have those.
The tubs are heavy.
Yes,
and they're in the attic. So I got to go up like 3 flights of stairs. I got to carry them up. I got to carry them down.
Your kids aren't old enough yet. Now that's a job for the children.
I mean, it's going to kill me. if it's not the show, it's carrying these tubs.
I mean, I have 2 black Santas that are about 6 feet tall. But now that's a job for the children.
I think that's true. All right. So you talked about how we were getting back and forth on your tree. How did the studio audience react today?
Well, there was a split, in my opinion.
Okay.
When I showed the beautiful gold tree, I saw one man go, oh, and I got a couple of thumbs down.
Really?
And then our stage director, Paul, goes, oh, Lord, when he saw it.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
Do you want to see
it? I want to see it now. Let's see it live. Let's get a live take.
Okay. You're going to see how beautiful it is.
All right. Oh.
I don't like the way that sounded.
It's more yellow than gold.
It's gold.
It's gold. I was picturing something different.
It's beautiful, isn't it, Brian?
It's canary yellow.
No, it's not.
It's like Big Bird in tree form.
No, it's not.
I'm not saying it's not beautiful. It's just not what I was expecting.
It's gorgeous.
And there are white lights in there, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's very pretty. It's very pretty. The wrapping paper is gorgeous of the presents.
I you like that. Said that it looks like Big Bird.
I like Big Bird. Who doesn't like Big Bird? I'm a fan of Big Bird.
Oh, my God.
I think it's very nice.
I'm sending it back.
It's very nice. No, don't do that. I thought it would be more metallic. I was picturing like, you know.
That would be tacky.
That would be the Trump
version.
This is not the Trump version.
This is elegant.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you are far more stylish than I am. I mean, I'm definitely.
And my artist's daughter thought it was great.
I bet she did. She bet she knows more than I do. And again, I'm not asked or allowed to contribute to any of my Christmas decorations. My contribution to my Christmas tree was a Star Wars ornament that replays the scene where Han Solo gets frozen.
Oh, I like that.
And it goes
one.
On for like a minute and a half. It's fantastic. I'll add it to my Twitter later today, guys.
You know, I'm going to take down the tree. It's fine.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about this.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, the other part of this, and I'm sorry to make this all about holidays, but is it true you're not a fan of holiday music? This has been
no.
a hot... So not at all?
I only like one song.
What song?
Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. And I play it on a loop while we're decorating.
Wow.
And my kids start saying... don't we have any of the music to play? And I'm like, no, it's Donny Hathaway. I also like Feliz Navidad.
I like Feliz Navidad, too.
I will listen to that one.
I have a finely tuned Christmas mix that I've worked on for over 20 years where both of those songs are on it. And it goes on for days, but I'm very proud of it.
No, mine is just Donny Hathaway.
All right. Well, I have Christmas music all the time. I don't like it starting too early, but we have it all the time. So it's, for someone who likes the decorating and likes the season.
I love decorating.
All right. But now you have yellow trees and hate Christmas music. I'm just concerned.
It's not yellow.
Okay.
It is gold.
Do you watch Christmas movies?
I love Christmas movies.
What do you like?
Oh, gosh. I love Elf. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting on a throne of lies.
Yes.
I love that.
Best Man Holiday you talked about.
I love Best Man Holiday. I'm ashamed to say that I have never seen any of the Chevy Chase Christmas movies.
That's a classic.
So that's something that I'm going to do this because my mm-hmm. husband loves them.
Right.
We have different sense of humor.
Sure. I don't know that you'll like it.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
No.
He likes like Monty Python and stuff like that, and I don't really like any of that.
It's a little more scatological than you like usually, too. I don't think I'm going to like it, but I'm going to watch it.
I love all of the cartoons. I love the Rudolphs, like the clay animation ones.
Me too.
So I watch all of those. My favorite is I'm Mr. He Miser.
Yeah, they never play that one anymore.
They do?
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, I love that. I love any Hallmark movie.
Well, this reminds me because years ago, I brought you in on Twitter because of a legal argument about Frosty the Snowman. Do you remember this?
Yes, a little.
Because the storyline of Frosty the Snowman is an evil magician loses his hat.
Yes.
And it's blown away.
Yes.
And they put it on the snowman.
And he becomes alive.
And then the guy wants his hat back.
Yes.
And who owns the hat is a question. And since removing the hat kills Frosty, what is the legal ramifications?
I would say that...
Does the hat belong to Frosty? It belongs to the magician.
The hat does not belong to Frosty.
Right. Even though removing
unless the magician, evil magician, would like to gift him the hat.
Wow. All right. So that's a hot take. But we'll have to talk more about this.
I think so. I'm going to check, though, with some of my legal expert friends.
Look, come back to us
Maybe
on that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's what you said a couple years ago, too.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're consistent, if nothing else. All right. Another legal argument going on. Last week on the podcast, you accused Joy of taking your vacuum, which she denied.
Anna, she denied that?
She denied it. She said, when would she ever use a vacuum?
Okay, and, this is why.
And Bernie doesn't shed, she said.
Bull. I call BS on that because the hairs that were in the vacuum looked a lot like Bernie Behar's hairs.
Yes.
And for a fact, her husband, Steve, has told me that he sheds.
Oh.
How about that tea?
We're going to have to depose Steve.
Okay.
I like that. All right. And then Anna Navarro heard the background information on this because I forgot to ask her on Friday. Enraged at the idea of it. She's enraged about a lot of things right now. But... she said, the idea that she would take the vacuum, absolutely not. Is there any circumstances?
Well, I mean, she was the only other backup because I thought I saw hair also in the vacuum that looked a little cha-cha-esque, but I'm still...
Cha-cha's so tiny you could vacuum her up if you're not careful.
Exactly. She's so tiny and Anna keeps her very well groomed.
Yes, she does.
And Cha-Cha spends a lot of time in my dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite possible that I vacuumed once,
right?
Got a little cha-cha hair in there, and then Behar stole the vacuum, and then the Bernie hair got in there.
There's also the chance that Joy didn't do it herself, but sent one of her people.
It could have been that as well.
Yeah, because like, you know, get rid of this hair.
And I should have kept the hair, but I didn't.
No,
I didn't keep
the
evidence.
We emptied it out. Yeah, I emptied it out.
You emptied it out.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. All right. Act of service. So coming back to hot topics, there's another hot topic we haven't done yet on the show. Maybe we still will, but it hasn't made the cut, about Felicity Huffman and the college applications. Mm. And it kind of reminded me of the conversations we've been talking about with Paloma.
Yeah.
She just broke her silence on the admission scandal that gripped the nation a couple of years ago. She talked about serving 11 days in jail for paying to help get her daughter into college. What do you think about what she said? She said it was sort of like my daughter's future, which meant I had to break the law. I know hindsight is 20/20, but it felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it, so I did it.
She was a bad mother for doing it.
Right.
Yeah, I actually appreciated that she took responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
What I was troubled by was the fact that she didn't tell her daughter she was going to do that. And, you know, we raise our kids the best that we can. And some kids are going to be better test takers than others.
Sure.
some kids, and quite frankly, at this point, these exams are optional for something like over 95% of the schools. But I just feel that let your child be great.
Mm-hmm.
Give them all the support systems that they need. But that's where it kind of has to end when it comes to a situation like a college application. I mean, there's no question that when I was applying, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't get all the prep courses or anything like that. I made sure that my kids had prep courses.
Right.
I wanted them to be prepared. But the scores that they got. And
you gave them every opportunity you could
to succeed.
Right.
But you can't cheat.
Right. Right.
And she actually took, in my opinion, her daughter's agency away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very dangerous thing.
It's interesting because you've been on the record as someone who said they'll bury the bodies.
Yeah.
To protect
your kids. And
I
say that all the time. And it's I'm saying it facetiously, people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't raise killers, so I'm not going to have to bury the body, is my point.
Right.
You know, like you do the you try to raise empathetic, kind, loving, wonderful people,
right.
human beings. And am I going to defend them and stick up for them if I think that there's been an injustice? Yes,
right.
I am. But if they've done something, you know, there are consequences.
Sure.
The one thing I will also say about Felicity is that, you know, I don't like this cancel culture. And you know that
mm-hmm.
about me.
I do.
I believe in consequence culture. So should she ever, like, there are people that are like, none of those actors should ever work again. And I just disagree with that. You know, you shouldn't be judged by the worst thing that you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a bad thing, but she took responsibility. I think she was the first person to take responsibility for it, then had to, you know, tell her daughter that she didn't believe she
could do it.
Could do it, which is a terrible thing. I'm sure her daughter's going to be, I'm sure they're in therapy over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she paid the consequences. 11 jail. If anyone has ever been to a prison, regardless of the prison, whether or not they think it's federal prison is like such a country club,
right.
It really isn't. You're stripped of your humanity in a way. You're forced to eat at a certain time. You're forced to sleep at a certain time. You are strip searched. You
mm-hmm.
you are dressed. And I've seen all of this up close.
And publicly shamed.
Publicly shamed. She took her responsibility. Let the woman work.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
She handled the consequences.
She's a great actress, too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to end on this. Joy told a story about talking to Trump supporters outside of Trump Tower and wanting to understand where they were coming from. I feel like
I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen this. You've seen her do this. It always makes my heart stop when she does it.
I was scared to death. She did it when we were in the Bahamas. And literally, they were like, oh, Joy Behar. They started it, though,
yeah.
in the Bahamas. Joy Behar, Trump 2024. And she was like, he's going down. And she became this crazy lunatic person and gets into this discussion. And I'm like kind of pulling her arm a little bit.
Right.
And then like one of our producers was looking at me with the most terrified eyes. But by the end of it, they were taking pictures with her. So I didn't really understand.
She wins them over.
She
yeah.
wins them over because Joy is so great. I personally, as you know, I was outside our building.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the construction workers started yelling at Anna
mm-hmm.
And me
mm-hmm.
and yelling, Trump 2024. And I was like, he's going to jail. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
What's the upside? Is
there's
the thing.
No,
there's
upside.
No upside.
I don't know why I did that. Like
yeah.
Anna just kept on walking. And I was like, you need to watch the January 6th committee hearings instead of yelling at women. I went crazy.
Yeah.
Poor Sammy, our security guard, ran
yeah.
out because
yeah.
I'm yelling at this guy.
Yeah.
He was totally taken aback. There's no point in that. Okay?
There's no point.
People
there's no
feel
upside.
The way that they feel. I don't know why Joy thinks she needs to get into their heads.
Yeah.
I have people in my family. One of them recently said something so insane to me about former President Obama. You know, I just let them think what they think. I think every day we do a pretty good job of outlining the issues.
Yeah.
And I think I try to stick to the facts.
Yep.
The facts, ma'am. And I'm not going to do it on my off time. I'm not going to have these discussions.
No. As Anna said when she was here, you know, if you want to argue with her, book her as a speaker and pay for
yeah,
it.
I agree.
That's it.
You want me to debate pay me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because I debate here because I get paid to do it.
Exactly.
I like to be just nice.
Yeah, and I think Joy does it for sport.
She does.
She debates whether she's being paid or
she
not.
Enjoys
She enjoys it. She does. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, that is wonderful. All right. So we have a great week of shows coming up. We had a great show today. More to come.
Yes.
And we're in the countdown to our Christmas show, and that'll be fun. And brace yourself because there'll be Christmas music.
Yes. But I like Darlene Love.
Well, there we go. All right. Thank you so much. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. Follow us. I'm loving reading them. I love seeing the ratings. I read every single one. So please keep it coming and tune
in. He does.
I do. And tune in all week. We have lots of fun and surprises. Thank you for joining me, Sonny. Tomorrow I'll be back with The Listen. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.